This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. A number of states have issued economic stimulus checks this year. It turns out they don't necessarily lead to consumers spending more. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says many use the money to pay off debt, especially if they have a lot of it. Allie Budner reports.
Sabrina Calazans graduated from college in 2019 with a ton of student debt, but she didn't find a job until almost 2 years later, well into the COVID-19 pandemic.
So it was a really tough period for me.
Her federal student loan payments were paused during the pandemic, but Calazans also had private loans to contend with. So those government stimulus checks she got really came in handy.
For my private student loans, my interest rate was about 12 and 13%. So I really wanted to tackle that as much as I could.
She says she also used some of the money to pay off credit card debt. And that's not uncommon, especially for people who owe lots of money at high interest rates. That's according to Gisem Kosar, a research economist at the New York Federal Reserve.
On average, we see that people who are indebted spend around like 40% of their stimulus checks to repay their debt.
This comes from a recent study that Kosar and her colleagues published using COVID stimulus payment data. Now, a lot of people did buy stuff for their homes with those checks, too, and that got a lot of attention because of all the supply chain snags it caused. But it turns out, Kosar says, paying down debt has an effect on the future economy.
Paying down your debt actually increases your future consumption, and that gives you a higher lifetime satisfaction.
Now, that said, Scott Baker, professor of finance at Northwestern University, says the COVID stimulus payments may be unique. Whereas earlier stimulus checks from 2008 and 2001 were intended to stimulate growth by encouraging spending, Baker says COVID-era payments landed in a different economy and were meant to keep people afloat.
If you expect people to go out and spend frivolously on, you know, travel or eating out at fancy restaurants, well, they couldn't really do those things even if they wanted to during COVID.
With fewer spending options, Baker says it makes sense people would have used stimulus money to catch up on things like student loan payments or credit card debt. And what about this current round of stimulus checks that some states have been doling out this year? Baker points out they come at a time when rent forgiveness and the pause on federal student loan payments are ending. Baker does expect to see some extra spending, but
households will likely be paying down some debt as well,
especially with interest rates as high as they are now. I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.